How the victory was won. Excerpt from massive victory for Bart's hospital workers. Strike wins pay rise and an end to outsourcing. First published on the 9th of March 2022. Rob Williams, Socialist Party industrial organizer. Unite members in Bart's NHS Trust in East London, the largest in the country, are celebrating a fantastic victory after 2 weeks of strikes. We send our congratulations to Unite, and its members and reps, including the union's branch secretary Len Hockey, a long-standing member of the Socialist Party. The low-paid workers, porters, cleaners, catering staff and security, are employed across 5 East London hospitals, including Whipps Cross, Royal London and St Bartholomew's, by notorious outsourcing giant Serco, with an estimated turnover of nearly £4 billion. The Bart's workers rejected the miserly 1% pay offer from Serco last year, but always placed the issue of ditching the parasitic privateer, and being brought in-house on NHS, contracts central to the dispute. Just by winning their strike ballot, the bosses were forced to up their pay offer to 3%, mirroring that offered to workers directly employed by the NHS. But because they are outsourced, the real gap is far wider, at up to 15%. Unite rejected this offer when real inflation was rising, and moved to an industrial action ballot, which was won with a 97.7% yes vote. Workers took to the picket lines at the 3 hospitals in the first 2 weeks of February. There were huge mobilizations, with well over 100 at the hospitals, often singing and dancing. They organized strike demonstrations outside each hospital of hundreds of striking workers and their supporters across the labor and trade union movement. Management was in no doubt that the action would continue and escalate unless an acceptable agreement was reached. That improved offer includes the 3% pay rise backdated to last April, plus a one-off payment of £400. But crucially, it also confirms that the workers will be brought back in-house on the 1st of May 2023. The workers have insisted that this is done on NHS pay, terms and conditions. As well as securing a wage rise, they have pushed back against the privatization agenda that has been used to attack the livelihoods of workers in the NHS and elsewhere in the public sector for decades. But strikers have shown that action wins.